Welcome to the Mom and Daughters podcast, where I sit down with my daughters and we talk about our days. We'll discuss everyday topics like quirky personality traits and routines, and then we'll do some deeper dives on topics like peer pressure and friendship. We'll discuss each topic from both a parent and a kid perspective, and we hope you'll enjoy this 360-degree view of parenting and growing up with girls. So, here we go. Today is Tuesday, March 30th, 2021, and I'm here again with my daughters, Francesca.
Oh, wait, you just said my name.
Yeah. Francesca, say hi.
Hi.
And Juliana.
Hi.
And today's topic, we thought we would talk about our puppy. I think we can still call him a puppy, even though he just turned one. I heard you can call dogs puppies until they're two. So our puppy, Heath Bader Ginsburg, that is his full name. So Heath, we call him Heath or Heathy sometimes, but so we are one of those people who got a puppy during the pandemic. He's a pandemic pup. you know, we were all home and the girls, actually you girls had been asking for a dog for a long time. And I thought, okay, we're all home and now is the time to really think about bringing a dog home. And so we decided to take the plunge and we... We brought home our Heath Bader Ginsburg, and he's named after a few things. So, oh, he's a, his breed is a Berndoodle. He is a mix of a Bernese Mountain Dog and a Poodle. And he's a mini version, so he's a smaller pup. But, yeah, he has, you know, he's got black fur and brown and white on his, you know, on his chest. And so when he sits up, he looks like a man of the cloth, or he looks like a Heath Bar, which is what, so he's named after a few things. First, one of my favorite actors is Heath Ledger, so I liked the name Heath. And then when we were looking for dogs and we saw him, his picture, you know, he looks like the color of a Heath Bar. So but this is perfect, and he's such a little snack, so he's like our little Heath Bar snack. And so that's his first name, and his two middle names are named after my favorite Supreme Court justice, the late, great Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I've, you know, taught the girls, you know, all about her. Actually, yeah, but we got him before she passed away. Unfortunately, we all know that Justice Ginsburg passed away in October last year. But we, you know, the girls know all about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We've watched the documentaries. We've watched the movie On the Basis of Sex and read books about her. And she's just an icon. And I wanted to incorporate her name somehow into Heath's name. So he is Heath Bader Ginsburg, HBG for short, Heathy, Heath Bar. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about what it was like to get a dog during the pandemic. We'll talk about the best parts of having a dog, the most challenging parts of having a dog, and then the funniest parts of having a dog. So let's go around. so we got him on March. He was born on March 7th, 2020, but we didn't get him until May 4th. May the 4th is his gotcha day. So we will also, we had a birthday celebration for him on March 7th, and we will also have a gotcha day celebration, like a mini celebration on May the 4th. So let's talk about the best parts of having a puppy. Can I go first and then we'll
sure,
go around?
Yeah.
All right. So for me, from my perspective, the best parts are that he's just so squeezable and squishable, and he has the best, I mean, he's just so happy and he loves people. He, when we go on walks, he just like runs up to be like, he is such a people person, and he's so happy. Like he does this like happy face, like where he's panting and his mouth is like open wide, and he's just such a happy dog. And like whenever I'm having a bad day, he like just gives me all the love and affection that you want. Like he cuddles up to you, and I'll be like sitting on the couch watching a show, and he'll just nestle right into my legs. And you know, he's such a cuddle bug. So that's the best part of having a dog. And also I think he keeps us very active. We go on walks every day, and he loves to like be around his pack, and we're his pack. So Julie, you want to go next? What's the best part about having Heath?
I like him because a couple of days ago I saw mommy like snuggling with Heathy and napping with Heathy. He's so cute. sometimes he likes to wait at my door when I'm during school. So sometimes I'll like open the door like during a meeting and like he'd like say hello to my classmates and it's
yeah, it's so cute because his well, that's one of the characteristics of his breed, the Bernese Mountain Dog side, is that they are an extremely loyal breed. So I love that he sits outside and waits for you to be done with school. And same with me, like at work, sometimes I'm in a meeting and I'll shut the door, he'll be waiting outside, and it's so cute because then as soon as I open the door, he's like sitting there, he's just waiting patiently to be with his people, which I love. All right, that was a great one, Jules. So Fran, what's the best part?
The best part for having a heathie, is probably, maybe, I'm trying to think. There's so many things that I like about
it. You can say a few things.
So, first of all, maybe the games that we play. So, at the first game that I play with Heathy, I think that all dogs love this game. It's where, you put a toy, or, like, the dog has a toy, and, you chase, I chase Heathy around the couch. Mm-hmm. Like, we just keep going in circles and circles, and I'm saying, I'm gonna get you, gonna get you. And then, also what I like that he does, so, and this is my last one, so, when I'm on online school sometimes, and I think he usually does this during art class or math class and stuff, he comes up to me and then he looks at me like, hello, and then sometimes he jumps up, like, to like, lick my face or something, yeah. And then my whole class sees him, and then I remember one time he jumped up and he yawned, mm-hmm. So then, and he has, like, polka dots on his, like,
yeah.
His he has, like, yeah, on the roof of his mouth, he has, like, polka dots. So then everyone saw, like, his polka dot mouth.
That's good. All right, so now that we've talked about the best parts of having Heathy around, what are some of the more challenging parts? Can I start?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've had him, you know, go through a couple of stages of training. I think we could probably have him trained a little bit more. But a couple of things that have been a challenge that still are a challenge is just being consistent with going outside, even though he's doing a lot better. So, you know, because puppies need a lot of attention to teach them how to go poop and pee outside. So staying on top of that is tricky, especially when we're all, like, in our Zooms and we can't tend to him. So that has been a challenge. And then also, you know, I didn't realize – this is the – by the way, I did not grow up with dogs, so having a pet is all new to me. But I didn't realize, like, how bitey they were at the – beginning when he's like chewing everything. Now I've just resigned myself to the fact that we're gonna have chewed up furniture, and I don't really care about the furniture. I care more about, like, my ankles. But so Julie, what's a challenging part of having Heathy?
Probably just the biting for me. But also sometimes, well, he's actually good about going outside. Just like sometimes we don't like we have this bell on the doorknob where he'll ring the bell if he wants to go outside. And then, but sometimes we don't hear, or we're all on school and work, and, like, we don't have time to let him out, and so he'll just, like, you know, pee and poop on the floor. And we had to do that this morning, actually.
Well, yeah. Well, it'll get better. We'll stay on top of it. And Fran, what about you?
Maybe there's this one thing that he needs to work on. He loves people. Like, he doesn't, like, do anything bad, but, like, he just, like, loves them so much, like, over the top. So whenever, like, he hears a doorbell, he gets so excited. And also, like, when someone, like, comes in the house, like, Heathy's always, like, snuggling with them and spending, like, every minute with them. And we're like, hey, where's my lick?
All right. Well, that actually leads us to the funny, because I want to talk about the doorbell for the funny. So let's talk about the funniest thing that he does. Okay. So I'm going to start. I'll start with the doorbell thing. As Fran was mentioning, you know, when he hears a doorbell or anything that sounds remotely like a doorbell, like when the girls have their Zooms and there's like a chime to indicate when class has started, it's like a ding dong, like a bing bong. When he hears the garage, he barks and becomes like this protective pup. And he does this thing where he'll like run downstairs and like look to us and be like, why aren't you guys upset like I am? And he'll run downstairs and be like, okay, I'll protect you. And so it's funny. And then sometimes he barks, but he also does this like full on howl at the moon pose where he like arches his back and howls. And it's funny, but I also don't want to say it's funny because it's probably very distressful for, you know, he's probably distressed when he does that. But it is the first time he did it. It was pretty funny. Okay, so Julie, you go next. What's a funny thing that Heathy does?
It's kind of the same thing, which is like when the doorbell. I think he was like really excited.
Yeah.
When the doorbell went, and then so one time he was like just looking out the window, and then he heard the garage opening, and then he really put his head up and went.
Yep. All right, Fran. What about you?
There's this really funny thing that Heathy does. It's where So wait. I just lost it. Wait. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
He does this thing like So we at first when we got him, we didn't know what it was. Like we thought like something actually was happening or going on. But it's called the zoomies. So if you have a pet, like a new pet, or if you have a pet, you might already know this. Pups like sometimes like just get out of their energy, so they just run in circles like really fast, and they like it's nothing bad. Yeah. It's just they're so excited, or they're just getting energy out. Yeah. Nothing's happening. It's just
Although sometimes he does that like right before he poops outside. Like he'll run out, he'll do the zoomies for like a minute, and then he'll slow down and go poop. So that's pretty funny. That reminded me, though, too, of another funny thing is, like, when you were talking about chasing him around the couch, and sometimes, like, when he's, or when he's on walks, for example, and he, like, finds a big stick and puts it in his mouth, he does this, we call it the happy trot, where he, like, struts, kind of, and, like, look what I found. And also, when you play with him around the couch, if he has something, like, that he knows that you're chasing him after him for, he'll, like, turn around and be like, haha, you can't get me.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Okay, real quick.
This really funny thing. So it's like kind of like tug of war, but it's more like hide and seek. So we're playing tug of war, and then like so then I win, and then I have the dog toy, and then I'll throw it, and he'll like go and fetch it. And then when he's fetching it and running, I'll like hide behind the kitchen table or something. And like, and then when he goes out, he has like this really confused face on. It's like he's like,
Yeah, I love how he tilts his head sometimes when you're talking to him.
So the last thing that I think is really funny is something that he does. So it usually happens like when we're just all sitting on the couch. So let's say we're watching a movie or something. Heathy comes like he cuddles, right? Then like sometimes I'm petting him and I hear this like a burp thing, and I'm like, Heathy, did you do that? And then he looks up at me and he's like, no.
Oh, I love his little faces. All right. Well, I think that's a good wrap up. That was a good summary of the good, the challenging, and the funny with our little Heath Bader Ginsburg. So hope you enjoyed this, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Mom and Daughters Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our conversation. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and share with a friend. Hope you'll join us again next time.